still here?
You told us to wait for you.
What do you think I want with two of you? I meant that one was to stay. The other can go home.
All right.
Well, one of you goes home. Where do you work?
Bascom's Cotton Mill, a little ways up the river.
And you?
I work there, too.
Well, one of you goes home. Which one of you wants to stay? Well, come on, speak up. Which one of you wants to stay?
Whoever stays loses her job.
How do you mean?
All Bascom's girls have to be respectable. We all have to live in the mill boarding house, and if we're late, they lock the doors, and we can't go back to work there anymore.
That right? Will they bounce you if you're not home on time?
That's right.
Julie, should I go?
I can't tell you what to do.
Well, you stay if you like.
That right? You'll be discharged if you stay?
Should I go, Julie?
Why do you keep asking me that?
You know what's best to do.
All right, Carrie, you can go home.
Well, good night.
Well, so now we're both out of a job. You had supper yet?
No.
Want to eat on the pier?
No.
Anywhere else?
No.
Don't see you around much. You only been at the carousel 3 times before today.
Oh, I've been there much more than that.
That right. Did you see me?
Yes.
Well, did you know that I was Billy Bigelow?
They told me.
Have you got a sweetheart?
No.
Ah, don't lie to me.
I haven't anybody.
You stayed here with me the first time I asked you. You know your way around all right.
No, I don't, Mr. Bigelow.
Then what'd you stay for, anyway?
So you wouldn't be left alone.
Alone? Gosh, you're dumb. I don't need to be alone. I can have all the girls I want. Not just mill girls. Any kind.
I know, Mr. Bigelow.
What do you know?
That all the girls are crazy for you. But that's not why I stayed. I stayed because you've been so good to me.
Well, then you can go home, too.
I don't want to go home now.
Well, suppose I was to go away and leave you sitting here.
Even then, I wouldn't go home.
You know what you remind me of? A girl I knew in Coney Island. I'll tell you how I met her. Well, one night at closing time, we had just turned the lights out in the carousel, and just as I was... Say, tell me something.
Good evening, Mr. Bascom.
Oh, good evening, Timothy. Nice night.
Indeed it is. Mr. Bascom, is that one of your girls over there?
One of my girls? Is that you, Miss Jordan?
Yes, Mr. Bascom.
Whatever are you doing at this hour? You know what time we close our doors in the mill boarding house. Why, you couldn't be home on time now if you ran all the way.
No, sir.
Who's old sideburns?
Here now, don't you go to calling Mr. Bascom names, lest you're fixing to get yourself into trouble. We got a report on this fellow from the police chief of Bangor. He's a pretty sly gazebo, come up from Coney Island.
New Yorker.
He works in carousels, makes a specialty of young things like this in. Gets him all moony-eyed, promises to marry him, and then takes their money.
I ain't got any money.
You speak when you're spoken to, miss.
Miss Jordan, you've heard what kind of blackguard this man is. You're an inexperienced girl, and he's imposed on you and deluded. That's why I'm inclined to give you one more chance.
You hear that?
I'm meeting Mrs. Bascom at the church. We'll drive you home, and I'll explain everything to the house matron. Come, my child.
Well, girl, don't be sitting there like you don't have good sense.
Do I have to go with him?
You don't have to.
Then I'll stay.
After I warned you.
You see, Timothy, there are some of them you just can't help. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Bascom.
Good night, Mr. Bascom.
You low-down scalawag, I ought to throw you in jail.
What for?
Don't know. Wish I did.
Well, and then what?
Huh?
He was starting to tell me a story.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had just turned the lights out in the carousel, and as I was about to leave, someone came by. A little girl in a shawl. You know, she... Say, tell me something.